Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 20th, 1961, the new refinery of the Barbados Union Oil Company was officially opened. The occasion was celebrated with a cocktail party, at which Mr. Mencia Cox, Minister of Trade, Industry and Labour, did the honours of declaring the plant opened. In his address to the 250 government officials and businessmen, Cox first thanked Mobil International for its investment into Barbados' oil industry. After all, there were almost certain benefits to be reaped from such an installation. Not only would the refinery provide new jobs, but would also introduce new skills into the island's workforce. Reduction of the import bill would also be a likely achievement, as Barbados would now have the capabilities of locally manufacturing a range of new products. The managing director of BUOC, Mr. James Whitelaw, also spoke to the audience and reminded them that this was not the first refinery in Barbados. As a matter of fact, the original factory had stood in the exact same spot for more than 30 years and was designed for the testing of crude oil samples. During those three decades, the company had also manufactured kerosene and diesel products. However, it had become apparent that drastic changes were necessary to create better quality products at a faster rate. With that vision, decision to construct this new plant was born. This game changer of a factory would not just test samples, but would be used in the production of asphalt and asphalt-based compounds, aluminum paints, and more. The attendees also heard from Mr. Earl Brown, vice president of the Mobil Company, who had flown into Barbados specially for the grand opening. He admitted that while Mobil was indeed looking for profits, they expected the community of Barbados to benefit as well. With such skilled and talented personnel at BUOC, he was certain that impressive breakthroughs were in the company's future. Mobil's investments continued for another two decades. However, unable to find the desired levels of crude oil on the island, they ceased production. Nevertheless, the hopes for development and sustainability of the oil industry in Barbados were made evident when the new oil refinery was opened on this day, February 20th, 1961.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.